This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on the UN Security Council to seek an early de-escalation of violence between Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. He also blamed the United States for the Council's lack of action so far. He expressed support for a two-state solution and said China, which holds the Security Council presidency this month, expects all parties to speak with a unified voice when the Council discusses the conflict later Sunday. Wang said the Security Council should reconfirm a two-state solution and urge Palestinians and Israelis to resume talks on that basis as soon as possible. This comes as an Israeli airstrike destroyed a high-rise building that was home to the Associated Press's office in the Gaza Strip. The airstrikes came despite calls from the news agency to halt the impending attack. Although no one was hurt, the airstrike demolished an office that was like a second home for AP journalists. Press freedom groups condemned the attack and accused the military of trying to censor coverage of its relentless six-day offensive against Hamas militants. Sunday, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister condemned Israel's, quote, flagrant violations, end quote, of Palestinian rights and called on the international community to act urgently to put an end to military operations. Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud was speaking in televised remarks at the start of an emergency virtual meeting of the 57-member Organization of Islamic Cooperation. And in his Sunday message, Pope Francis has called for an end to the conflict in Israel and Gaza, saying the deaths of so many innocent people in recent days, including children, was unacceptable. This is VOA News. India is preparing to evacuate thousands of people from low-lying areas along its western coast as a powerful cyclone is expected to make landfall Tuesday morning in the state of Gujarat. The cyclone formed in the Arabian Sea and is expected to make landfall in the following morning. The meteorological agency warns there could be destruction of houses and flooding of escape routes. Disruption to railway services was also expected until May 21st. Meanwhile, in India, the coronavirus crisis has police reaching out to villagers in the northern part of the country, investigating the recovery of bodies buried in shallow sand graves or washing up on the riverbanks. The move has prompted speculation on social media. They were the remains of COVID-19 victims. In jeeps and boats, the police are using portable loudspeakers with microphones, asking people not to dispose of the bodies in rivers. Friday, rains exposed the cloth coverings of bodies buried in the shallow sand graves on the riverbank. India reported a smaller rise in daily coronavirus infections Saturday, but deaths stayed near the 4,000 mark, with the World Health Organization warning the second year of the pandemic could be worse than the first. Over a 24-hour period, India had its lowest rise in infections in nearly 3 weeks, but the slightly smaller numbers may reflect lower test rates, which are at their lowest since May 9th. Ministers will make a decision June 14th about whether to proceed with the final phase of lockdown easing in England, Health Minister Matt Hancock said Sunday. He describes the pandemic as under control. Friday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Britain would accelerate its COVID-19 vaccination program to try to contain a fast-spreading variant first identified in India, warning Britain's reopening could be knocked off track by the Indian variant. Any delay to the reopening could affect the country's predicted recovery from its worst economic slump in three centuries and spark fresh criticism of the government's management of the crisis. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz expects to be charged but eventually cleared in an investigation into whether he gave false testimony to a parliamentary commission, he told Sunday newspapers, ruling out the idea of resigning if indicted. The investigation by anti-corruption prosecutors made public last week poses a stiff political challenge for the conservative Kurz, who governs in coalition with the Greens. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.